Now, from Hollywood, romance. Vienna has long been famed as a city of gaiety, beauty, and romance. Now, the surface beauty and gaiety of Vienna is disturbed by the violent rumblings of international intrigue. Agents of many nations and causes plot and counterplot in their grim and dangerous game. This is the background for today's story. With Whitfield Connor as Blake Sawyer and Jean Bates as Marta, we bring you Robert Reif's dramatic story of intrigue, danger, and romance. The Kreutzen List.
The dateline on the last story I'd filed from Vienna was a year ago. But as the plane came in over the city and set down on the airfield, I could see the place hadn't changed much in the meantime. Same city, same streets. Probably the same secret changing hands in the same dark alleys. The same fear hanging over the city. And the same airport, no change, except one. She was blonde with dark eyes, and she was heading for me.
Darling, oh, darling. What? Oh, it's so good to see you again.
So good to see you the first time.
Poor old times, darling. It's so good to have you back.
I can see I should never have left. Tell me, are you a new Chamber of Commerce committee?
I'm sorry. I must go now.
Hey, wait a minute. After that kind of build-up, you can't just run... Oh, she did.
Taxi, sir? Taxi?
Yeah, look, cabby. That girl who just waltzed up to me...
Most attractive young lady, sir.
Then I didn't just dream it. Well, bewildered but refreshed, let's go. Hotel Gottwald.
Yeah. My cab is right over here, sir.
Okay, we'll swing around to the baggage ramp and pick up my suitcase, huh? Hey, your cab's occupied.
It was empty when I left.
Cortez, please get in.
Gentlemen, I am sorry, but this cab is taken.
We would like to share it with you.
They're that hard to get around here?
We like this one.
You know these two, cabby?
No, sir. I have never seen them before.
Please, get in.
Do I have a choice?
No.
That's what I figured. Okay.
Did you have a pleasant flight, Herr Sawyer?
Sawyer? You know, this must be my day for happy reunions with people I've never met.
You said Hotel Gottwald, sir?
Yeah.
Herr Sawyer has changed his mind, driver.
Oh, I have.
Take us to number 21, Münsterplatz. That will be fine with you, Herr Sawyer, will it not?
Well, I guess that nudge in the ribs means you're calling the shot.
You're quite right, Herr Sawyer. Please remember that.
Okay, cabby. 21 Münsterplatz stairs.
Sit down here, Sawyer. You will find this a nice quiet room.
Yeah, but not much of a view.
We have arranged it that way.
First, may we introduce ourselves? I am Carl.
I am Bruno.
I'm delighted. I still don't get it.
Now, let us introduce you.
Sorry, I've already met.
You are Blake Sawyer, foreign correspondent.
3 days ago, you talked to a dying man in a hospital in Munich.
He told you about the refugee organization here in Vienna, which helps people escape from the East.
He told you that this organization was a front, that espionage agents were being included among the refugees.
He told you a man here in Vienna had a list of these espionage agents and would deliver it to you.
That is what you came to get. Well, what have you to say to this?
Just that I've often wondered whatever became of the quiz kids. Now I know.
Quiz kids?
Local joke.
Save your joke.
Simply to remind you.
Your kind of memory, of course, I could do without.
Herr Sawyer, you will save us a lot of time and yourself a great deal of unpleasantness if you will cooperate. The list, please. We do not want it to circulate.
This may come as quite a shock to you, but I don't have it.
Come,
look,
come.
Look, I'm not kidding. Suppose your thumbnail sketch of me is true. Suppose I did come to Vienna to get that list. When would I have had the chance? You boys jumped me right at the airport, you remember?
Someone else approached you there before we did. The young Fräulein. She gave you the list.
Bad guess. She didn't even give me her phone number.
We repeat, this is not the time for jokes.
Who's kidding? Hey, look, you can search me all you want, but you won't find it. I don't have it.
Then what did you do with it?
I've never seen it.
You're lying.
You got a lie detector around here anywhere?
Who were you to contact here in Vienna?
You know, that last punch knocked his name right out of my head.
In that case, we'll see if we can't knock it back in again. You may proceed, Carl.
When I came to, I was tied to a chair in what looked like a cellar. Then I heard a tapping at a window high up. It was a cab driver. He eased his way in and untied me.
After those two paid me, I drove around the corner of the park. I came back and overheard what was going on, so I waited my chance to get to you. Oh, there, you are free.
Okay. Thanks, Gary.
Can you walk?
Look, out of this place, I can fly.
I will help you up to the window.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Come on, take my hand.
Right. Into the alley.
Where'd you say your cab was?
Around the corner.
Yeah, let's go.
Just a minute.
What?
Herr Sawyer, I have gone to considerable trouble and risk to save your life.
Now, don't worry. It'll be a pleasure to put you on my expense account, but let's talk about it somewhere else.
We will talk about it here and now.
Does everybody in Vienna carry a gun?
The list that those two men wanted.
Oh, you too?
I too. I have learned that it is much more profitable to keep one's eyes open than to drive a cab. That list must be worth a great deal of money. I want it.
You sure don't convince easy. You watch those two strong arms bounce me around to get it. If I couldn't deliver it to them, what makes
that
you...
That girl at the airport.
My only moment of joy in Vienna so far, believe me.
She told you where it is.
Uh-uh.
If you don't tell me where it is, I...
Discovered! I sure have. 2-1, they'll be swarming all over this alley in a few seconds. And 5-1, they'll be just as mad at you as they are at me, cabbie.
Quickly, come with me.
I got a better idea. You go your way, I'll go mine.
No, you stay with me or I will shoot. Come.
Quick, cabbie's eyes flicked toward the house again, and that's the chance I'd been waiting for. I knocked the gun out of his hand. All the cabbie's courage went with his gun, and the sight of Carl and Bruner at the mouth of the alley didn't help his morale any. Cabby dove down the alley like a gopher heading for home, and I took off around the corner. Carl and Bruner were pounding after me, but after a few assorted back streets and alleys, I knew I'd lost them. Ten minutes later, I ducked behind an ash can to get my breath and take inventory. So far, nothing about it made sense, particularly the blonde at the airport and her welcome home, darling, routine. Right now, of course, I'd have given anything to get with her long enough to find out how she figured in the deal. But how do you go about finding one stray blonde in a city full of them? My original instructions were to go to the hotel and be contacted there by a man named Kreutzen. Well, that looked like my only lead, so I followed it up.
Good evening, sir.
I got a reservation for Sawyer.
Yes, sir. Will you sign here and... Oh, your face, sir.
Well, it'll have to do.
Those bruises. You have been in an accident?
No, there wasn't anything accidental about it.
Sir?
Skip it. Look, has anybody been asking for me?
No, sir.
You're sure about that? It's pretty important.
Quite sure, sir. I've been on duty all day, and there are no messages of any kind for you.
Okay. If somebody does come in asking for me, I'll be in the bar. Tell them they can't miss me. I'm the one with the lumps.
Very well, sir. The bar is right through that door.
Huh? Yeah, I see it. Well... What do you know?
What is it?
In the bar, the end stool. You know her?
Why, no, sir. Who is she?
It was the one person in the world I thought I'd never see again. The blonde from the airport.
We will return to romance and our story, The Kreutzen List, in just a moment. Tonight on Gunsmoke, United States Marshal Matt Dillon jails a guy who's never had a roof over his head and discovers that jails don't hold such hombres long. hear Claustrophobia, tonight's exciting chapter of Gunsmoke. And you'll be hearing the Wild West come to life, the days of hard-living citizens and outlaws of old Dodge City. Remember, tonight, Gunsmoke, over most of these same stations. And now for the second act of The Kreutzen List as we return to Romance.
Well, I guess along about now, the only thing in this mixed-up deal that could have surprised me was the sight of the blonde at the bar. There was a vacant stool beside her. I moved in on it. Hi.
What? You.
Me. Just call me darling, like the last time, remember?
I don't. Yet
not so fast, sugar. What's the matter? No big smile, no kiss.
Let go of me.
I must be slipping. Not until you tell me how you fit into this deal.
I don't know what you're talking about.
No, of course not. You just have a hobby of walking up and planting a kiss on everybody who lands in Vienna, huh? This is make 'em feel at home week, maybe?
I said let go.
Right afterward, two big apes knocked me around because they claimed you'd slip me a piece of paper. Of course, you wouldn't know anything about that. Or would you?
Get out of my way.
Sure. Just as soon as you tell me what the deal is.
Bartender.
Yeah, brother.
This man is molesting me.
So?
Well, you're just full of phony routines, aren't you, Fräulein?
Let go.
Look, you big lug. You keep your nose out of it.
Get your hand off me. Hey, wait a minute, Fräulein. Come back here. Let go of me. You're off.
You've been doing nothing, my friend.
My friend, the bartender, held my arm with one big hand, and with the other he caressed the neck of a bottle. So for the second time, my fast-action girlfriend got away. After she was out of sight, the bartender motioned with a fat thumb toward the door to the lobby. I took the hint. Wasn't a very good bar, anyway.
Herr Sawyer?
Huh?
I am Rudy.
So?
I work for Kreutzen.
For Kreutzen? Where is he?
He told me to come instead. He was afraid he was being watched. He told me to deliver this envelope to you.
The list?
I do not know what is in the envelope. He only told me to deliver it to you.
Uh-huh. Maybe this deal is winding up after all. Wait a minute. This is just a business card, looks like.
Why, yes.
Herr Becker Stutzend, Adolf Kreutzen, 13 Königstrasse.
The Baker's Dozen, that is the name of Kreutzen's pastry shop.
Baker's Dozen, there's some more printing on the card.
That is his motto.
Becker Stutzend ist der Ort zu gehen. I better check my translation. The Baker's Dozen is the place to go, right?
That is right, that is right. Mm-hmm. It is what you call a slogan for the business.
Well, that's just dandy. Of course, it doesn't help any.
Is there no writing on the card? No message?
Oh, not a thing. Huh. Yeah, looks like a little scorched place on the back here.
Mm. Why would he send this card to you?
That's a good question, but I'm stuck for an answer. Any particular reason why he calls his shop the Baker's Dozen?
Mainly because Baker's Dozen means 13, and the shop is located at number 13 Königstrasse.
Oh, yeah, that's just great. Just when I think the deal is falling into place, I wind up with a handful of nothing. I went up to my room and looked at the card again. I heated it with a match. No invisible writing appeared. The Baker's Dozen is the place to go. So maybe he wanted me to go there, but why the roundabout invitation? I looked up his phone number. No answer. So I went to the shop. It was dark. I went around to the back. The rear door was unlocked. Inside, I started for the light switch, but I didn't make it. Something on the floor tripped me. A dead body. It figured to be Kreutzen. Then I heard steps outside. I stepped into the alley and waited. Then I grabbed.
What?
Oh, sure. It had to be you. Every time things get dull, up you pop out of nowhere.
Let go of me.
Oh, sorry, not this time. Your friend the bartender isn't here to help you either. Inside. Turn on the light. The light. Yeah. He's real dead.
Kreutzen. You killed him.
Nice try, but let's talk about you being mixed up in it instead.
I didn't kill Kreutzen. He was a friend of mine.
How good?
What is that to you? What do you want from me?
Answers. That's what a correspondent usually wants, isn't it?
You are a correspondent.
Well, I don't get mixed up in deals like this as a hobby.
You can prove you are a correspondent?
This identification card says so. Why?
I don't understand. Rudy told me...
Rudy? Now, what's your connection with him? Look, you better start at the top of the page.
Very well. My name is Marta, a friend of Kreutzen and Rudy. Rudy works for Kreutzen.
I know.
Kreutzen gave Rudy an envelope to deliver to you. But at the airport, Rudy pointed you out to me and told me to throw my arms around you. He was afraid he was being followed. And if I did what he said, it would divert their attention. So he could deliver the message to Blake Sawyer. But you are Blake Sawyer.
Yeah. It's beginning to look like Rudy's a bad little boy.
I don't understand.
You will. At least it's good to know we're both on the same side, Marta.
Yes. To me, too. I thought you were an enemy of Kreutzen.
Lady, if that routine at the airport is how you greet your enemies, I'd love to be your friend.
I was only trying to help. But I must admit it was not an unpleasant assignment.
No. It sure isn't.
Blake.
Yeah. This isn't helping us to find that list. You have any idea where it is, Marta?
None. And Kreutzen can't tell us now.
Well, probably those two strong-arm boys, Carl and Bruner, found out he was my contact. They got to him. It looks like they've given the pastry shop here a pretty thorough search.
Well, maybe they found the list.
I gotta work on the basis they didn't. That business card's obviously the key. The Baker's Dozen is the place to go. Yeah, so here we are. So what?
I don't know. Maybe...
Hey, hold everything. Look, Marta. Baker's Dozen means 13. That's the way bakers used to sell things. They'd throw in an extra one, but they don't anymore.
Oh, not many of them. I know Kreutzen didn't.
Those boxes of rolls on the shelf behind the counter. You take the boxes in that end. I'll take these.
All right.
Now look at every one of them. Count the rolls. 12 in this one.
And 12 in this.
Well, keep at it. 12.
12?
Well, it's got to be here somewhere.
Blake, there are 13 in this box.
Let's have it.
Blake, the list.
Huh? It sure is.
Very clever, Sawyer.
Rudy.
Well, looks like things worked out your way after all, Rudy. I guess you figured if you could get your hands on that list yourself, you could sell it to the highest bidder.
Exactly.
You had Marta stage that welcome routine at the airport to put Carl and Bruner on my trail, so you'd have a chance to find out what the message meant. That scorched part was your attempt to find out what the invisible ink would bring out.
Unfortunately, I could not. So I decided to deliver the card to you and let you solve the puzzle for me.
Mm-hmm.
Which you have obligingly done.
Oh, I'm always one to oblige, Rudy.
Give me the list.
That came from the front of the shop. Look, Carl and Bruner outside the window. Come on, out the back. Hurry. Down the alley.
No, it's a blind alley.
Oh, great. They've got the front bottled up. Hey, that grating over there.
The sewer.
And the old port in the storm, believe me. Come on. I slid the grating to one side and we climbed down the ladder just as one of them ran into the alley. When we got down to the catwalk, we took off.
He does climb down.
Yeah. Our only chance is to lose him in one of these tunnels and then try to find a way out.
Oh, look, ahead of us. A fork in the tunnel.
Yeah. One goes to the right, one to the left. Which one do we take?
How would I know?
Okay, we'll take the left one and hope it's the right one. At the bend in the tunnel, we stopped and looked back. We could see the silhouettes of Carl and Bruner as they reached the fork. They stopped and looked down both tunnels. One of them took the other branch. The second one came our way. We kept going.
It's so dark, I can't see. But
careful. Some bricks are loose.
Oh, Blake, I'm so tired. I can't go much more.
You've got to, Martha. If I have to carry you, he'll get to us fast.
We could only find an overhead grating
again. There ought to be one somewhere. Hold it.
Oh, Blake, it's solid rock.
Yeah. End of the tunnel.
And he's behind us. Oh, Blake.
Well, I can think of better places than a Viennese sewer for a farewell scene. What do we do now? Come up with something corny like it's been nice?
I'm so scared.
If only we... Wait a minute.
Huh? What is it?
If you can't beat him, join him. Or rather, let him join us.
What do you mean?
Okay, Marta, I've found an exit.
Blake, have you gone crazy?
Get back against the wall. Come on, Marta, hurry up. Out this way.
But I Look, don't...
If he thinks we're getting away, he'll... Wait. Huh? It worked. Here he comes on the double. Now keep back. Now.
Sawyer.
Thank heaven. Oh, Blake. Blake.
I know. But just try and save the breakdown till we get out of this rat trap. After that, it's on the house.
There's your plane, Blake.
Yeah. Well, Marta.
That's funny. We've known each other less than 24 hours, but it seems we've spent half our time saying goodbye.
I know.
What will you do now?
Well, I'll turn the information in this list over to the government's concern, and then I'll write my story and get a nice fat scoop out of
it. And then?
And then I'll start beating the woods for another lead that'll give me an excuse to come back here to Vienna.
You will come back.
Oh, you know it. I hope things won't change any when I come back.
You mean the city, of course.
Oh, yeah, the city.
Oh, I'm sure it would be the same Vienna.
And the same airport?
Of course.
How about the same girl at the airport waiting to throw her arms around me?
I think that could be arranged, too. But there'll be one difference.
Oh?
Next time, I'll mean it.
Next time?
This time.
It's wonderful.
It is?
Yeah. You know, this is the first time you've put your arms around me that I didn't get hit over the head.
Romance is produced and directed by Fred McKay. Editorial supervision is by Het Mannheim. You've heard The Kreutzen List, written especially for Romance by Robert Reif. Whitfield Connor was heard as Blake Sawyer, Gene Bates as Marta, Ted DeCourcy as Carl, Lou Krugman as Rudy, Lawrence Dobkin as Bruner, Jack Crucian as the cabbie, and Fritz Feld as the clerk. And now this is Roy Rowan inviting you to hear Romance next week and every Saturday morning at the same time. Tonight on CBS Radio, Gangbusters reveals the true facts behind a fantastic hotel holdup in which three comical bad guys with a wicked sense of humor terrorize Manhattan hotel guests, rob them, and vanish into the night after commandeering the hotel for their own high profit without interference. Hear Gangbusters tonight on most of these same stations. Radio's outstanding theater of thrills, suspense, is heard Tuesday evenings on the CBS Radio Network.